Hey, this is Victoria Bailiff with DressedIn10.com, your fabulous resource and style information for the woman on the go. Hey, we are here at another fabulous Monday. It is Motivational Monday. No downers here today. I hope you've had your coffee and you're excited to start your work day. If not, I am here to help get you pepped up with some great conversation and a great topic. So for today, we're going to talk about the impossibility of multitasking. So I know that's something that everyone thinks, oh, you know, I want to definitely tackle, or I want to definitely be an expert at multitasking, or, you know, by nature, I should be really, really good at balancing and doing a bunch of different things at one time. And I will tell you this, as a very organized and structured individual, I have come to understand that multitasking is a farce. There is no such thing as multitasking. If there's anything, you're just taking on a whole bunch of tasks at one time. And oftentimes, it's like juggling a bunch of balls. You know what happens with that? Periodically, one or two fall. And oftentimes, when that one or two fall, you look down, the rest of them fall as well. So multitasking isn't really, in my opinion, I think you should shift focus. It's not really something that you should be bent on trying to dominate or become superior at. You know, the thing is this. Let's talk about the realities. The reality is that time is very finite. We all have 24 hours a day. I swear I've tried to petition to get an extra 1 or 2 hours, but it is impossible. Same amount of time for everyone. The truth is also that some people, you can tell, are actually better at managing their time than others. And those are the people you actually want to pursue and gain their knowledge and information from. So I am a person, I have studied time management over the years. I think it's just one of those ongoing topics that one should never just kind of sit back on their laurels on and just really always stay on top of and stay knowledgeable of. And what I've discovered, although multitasking does not exist, there's another principle that I'm more concerned about, and that is there's another principle that doesn't exist either. Once you discover multitasking is not true, the idea of balance. So say, for instance, if you do multitask, you have a bunch of different things. Well, then there's all this added pressure to balance those things. Like, how do I give, you know, set amount of time, equal amount of time to this, that, A, B, C, D, E, which just only adds to the frustration, right? So you're trying to juggle all these different things, wear all these different hats, and then at the same time, you're trying to do your due diligence of properly, you know, committing to those things. And all it does is just leave you like a dog chasing your tail, just going nowhere. And how do I know this? From personal experience. I'm a wife, a mom, I have 3 businesses. It's a lot to try to keep a handle on, I can tell you that. Just like you guys, I'm over here trying to keep it together. But what I think have helped me alleviate a lot of pressure is, instead of trying to multitask, instead of trying to balance, I've kicked those things to the curb. Instead, I've learned the great, I mean, can't even think of a word to explain, the great principle, you could say, of prioritizing. So prioritizing will just change the way you look at anything, because what prioritizing does is it makes you choose. Oftentimes with multitasking, we have this false idea that we can take on so much, we can do so many things, and we can make it all happen. And remember, there's only 24 hours in a day. You need sleep, you need to eat, you need to maintain life. I joked with my husband the other day, I said, things would be great if I could just get somebody to manage all the household affairs, and I can tend to the businesses. I'd be wonderful. But the fact is, I'm trying to run businesses, then maintain household. Floors need to be mopped, so dang it. Bathrooms need to be clean. And although I have my troops on board, my husband and my daughter, it's still just things that, I mean, it takes away from my time from other things. So what I've learned truthfully with prioritizing, and again, this is non-rehearsed, off the cuff, straight from the heart, is that we do have to choose. And that's what life is. Life is about choices. And life is about having to pick what is most important to you and to follow through with those things. And at the same time, it means also having to alleviate and to limit. And I think that's one thing maybe sometimes we're a little bit spoiled about. We don't want to have to let go. We don't want to have to give up. We don't want to have to sacrifice. You know, you kind of want it. It's like the old adage, you know, have your cake and ice cream and eat it too. But what I've learned is if you really want to go after what you want to go after, it's impossible to have that. Sometimes you just don't get that scoop of ice cream. Sometimes going for that deluxe red velvet cake with like the triple layer frosting is, it might be all there is to it. And you have to be excited about just that. Because maybe if you can just handle that cake properly, the next go around, you know, there's that scoop of ice cream to look forward to. So instead of trying to do everything, I've limited myself to what is important to me. So for me, personally speaking, I think that comes down to your values, your goals, your thoughts, your morals, all that good stuff. For me, you know, my love of God is the first thing I am intrigued and first foremost thing I focus on, and I look to Him for guidance for my day-to-day. Secondly, you know, my husband is like the most important person to me, and my daughter, and then there's work. So it's kind of odd right there off the bat for some people, because work, they don't really know where to put that in. For me, those three and then work is priority. So that does not mean, let me clarify, you know, oftentimes what that means, there's sacrifices amongst, you know, my husband and my daughter, and they know it, and they're sweet and they're loving, and my daughter knows if I can't run outside and go play with her because mommy has a client meeting or things like that. But they know that their priority is high, you know, they are the high priorities on my list. And then with work, I have a certain amount of time for that. And that, even though it might be low on a priority, I spend most of my time doing things in regards to work because that's how we make our living. So with that being said, I have a set schedule with that time-wise, and I have to decide, okay, well, it's Monday. What am I getting done today? And Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And within that, that becomes an issue of priority. And when you prioritize, again, it just makes you, it forces you to have to choose what is the most valuable thing I can spend my time on, what's going to reap better reward, and then what's going to help propel me closer to my goals. And you have to think about those things and think very wisely about them, because time is fleeting, and once it's gone, you can't get it back. I learned that this weekend. I think I was a little bit tired this weekend, and there was more things I wanted to get done, and I didn't get those things done. It's like, oh darn, it's Monday. But fortunately for someone like me, I finally learned how to be smart with my schedule. I am self-employed. So on Mondays, it's kind of my catch-all day. And then it's also my day to catapult my week. So I take Mondays very seriously because they set the tone for the rest of the week. So my husband walked out the door today. I told him, I said, I'm so excited it's Monday. And he looked at me as if I, you know, like had, you know, was suffering from pneumonia or something or being delirious. But no, so it is my catch-all day. But anyway, so prioritizing makes you choose. And then around those choices, you learn you have to schedule your life and you have to schedule other things. And then prioritizing also, if you're smart, teaches you to be strategic. So you learn, oh, okay, I only have so much time. Okay, this needs to get done. So that means everything else can't get done. That means, maybe I can't watch that Netflix movie right now. We'll have to save that to the weekend. Or maybe I can't do this, or maybe I can't go out to lunch. But it also teaches you smart strategies. So for me in business, I've learned to group things. I'll have client appointments all on one day, so that's interacting with people back to back to back. Then if I'm going to run errands, I group errands all together. So that means because I do live and I have a house, grocery shopping sometimes is done on the way to go into the fabric store to buy fabric so I can make a client a dress. So things like that. So you learn to be smart in that regards. And then prioritizing, I think in of itself, it helps us learn to be forgiving of ourselves and helps us to realize our humanity. I'm only human. There's only so much I can get done. So as long as I'm a good steward of my time and I'm responsible as much as possible, and you can never be 100% because, you know, life happens, things happen. I can't tell you, I've gotten calls in the middle of big projects, had to run to the school, pick up the little person because she wasn't feeling well. Hey, you just roll with the punches, but that's just part of life, right? So again, it is Motivational Monday. I am encouraging you today to kind of, if you just to unsubscribe to the whole notion of having to multitask. To me, that just leaves you running around like a crazy person. Also, just kick that whole idea of balance to the curb. Balance? Who's got balance? We'll leave those for the acrobats and all those skilled people out there to do that kind of thing. Balance things and stuff like that. All those gymnasts. What you are as a person, a human being, and, you know, I pray that you will discover or realize those things that take priority in your life. Structure your life in such a way that will hone into those things. and then have the courage to let go of everything else. Because I promise you, your life will be richer and more rewarding when you have the courage to walk away from that which does not sustain or even propel you towards your goals. And that comes through people, tasks, things, possessions. You know, we'll go on a whole other topic. Learning to let go oftentimes is the best and most freeing thing for one's mind. It's nothing like being free. So with that being said, no more multitasking, no more pressures of balance. You pick your priorities, choose very wisely, give it all you've got, and just watch your life become richer because of it. And then again, priorities will drop off the list and you might adapt new priorities. Nothing wrong with that, but your life will definitely be more fruitful. And you'll be less stressed. So that being said, it is Victoria Baylor from DressedIn10.com. This is your Motivational Monday segment. I'm praying you have a fabulous Monday, and we will talk to you next Monday. Take care.